Good morning. I received an email telling me about a promo Stan's Donuts is doing, a wake-up Wednesday kind of thing. It said Stan's chief doughboy, Rich Labriola, was available for interviews. Wait a minute. I haven't been by Labriola's Italian restaurant on the Mag Mile for quite a while. Did it become a victim of the pandemic and Rich went to work for Stan's Donuts? Here to answer those questions is...
Richard Labriola, chief doughboy.
Okay, Mr. Doughboy, let's begin with Labriola's. Still open and going strong?
Yeah, the restaurant on Michigan Avenue is doing very well. You know, given all that's happened, we're doing extremely well, actually. Refreshing to see people coming back out and everything.
Well, that's good. I know a lot of the restaurants downtown are happy to see people start to come back and hope more do. So, how did you become chief doughboy for Stan's Donuts?
Well, I've been chief doughboy from my days of owning the Wholesale Artisan Bakery. So that's been around about 25 years. We started Stan's about 8 years ago, so that title still fits.
And who is Stan?
Stan Berman. He had one little store that he worked. He was, larger than life personality, or not was, is. He's still around. He's 92. And, it just became famous because of where it was in Los Angeles near UCLA. And he was across the street from first run world premiere movie theaters and lots of famous actors. And everybody went in there and everybody knows Stan. And I was getting ready to sell my wholesale bakery and wanted to make sure I was figuring out my next life and gave him a call. And we hit it off. And we have 15 stores in Chicago. And yeah, it was a good story of just out of the blue calling somebody up and becoming good friends.
What's your favorite donut, Rich?
I hate to say it, but it's the most boring one. It's just a glazed donut. The glazed donut is the centerpiece of someone's skill. If that one's good, then you can be assured everything else after that's going to be good. It's not easy to make a great glazed donut.
Chief Doughboy, Rich Labriola. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn popped 14 cents on strong ethanol demand, hitting $5.57 a bushel. Beans were flat. From the farm to your belly.
Chocolate.
You got it, Homer. Today is National Chocolate Day. That's the business of food on 720 WGN.